like a river wash over me. Immerse me in water as deep as the sea. This meditation is to enhance anxiety, enhance assertiveness, so that these appointments you attend, you'll have the feeling and the reality that you're in charge, that you get to control the pace, what happens, what doesn't happen, so that ultimately you feel success. And you feel triumphant. So what I'd like you to do, find a comfy spot, close your eyes, relax your shoulders, your jaw, your hands, your legs. Take some deep breaths, breathing nice and deeply in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you continue to breathe, I'd like you to become aware of the points of contact of your skin with the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay. The points of contact, your skin and your clothes, your skin and the chair, your feet and the floor. Contact between your pants or your socks on your legs. Become aware of the limits of your body, where your body interacts with the air around you, the hair on the top of your head, the air on your cheeks. Become aware of the clothes as they sit on your shoulders. Take some more deep breaths, becoming aware of the interface between your body and your surroundings. See your entire being. Feel your entire being. And breathe nice and deeply. And as you do, as you connect with the interface between your body and the external world, I want you to feel the force within you. The force you demonstrated as a dancer. The force and determination you demonstrated as you went through physiotherapy. Through your practicums, through your exams, through your licensing, there's a force there, a force you demonstrate when you lead the young adults groups. Connect with that force. There's a force of determination and strength. Connect with the outer layer of your body as you see your entirety, feeling yourself in its entirety, and connect with the force within, the determination, the single-mindedness, the organization, the planning, the research you do, how you become informed, set a goal, such as with Theo, train him and execute him. Execute it. Connect with your force inside and your body in its entirety so that you can embody your inner strength. This is you. You have a goal, a wisdom, a knowledge of how these medical procedures should happen. And as you've read, and as this expert psychologist has conveyed, your wisdom is correct. Patience, understanding, compassion helps people overcome these difficulties, not guilting, forcing, restraint, shaming. You've always been right. For all of your years, you knew it was wrong. You knew it wasn't helping, and you were right. So connect with that inner wisdom and connect with that strength. Feel the strength in your spine. And as you do, I want you to allow your spine to become more erect, sitting up more, shoulders back, chin level to the floor. Feel your inner strength. Connect with your inner determination, your sense of purpose, wisdom, goals. Your inner wisdom, connect with that. And as you connect with your inner wisdom, the strength of your spine, as if it's made of steel, your inner determination, your fierceness, your knowledge. I want you to imagine yourself under your peaceful waterfall with green all around you on the sides of the riverbank. The sound of the water mixing and intertwining with the sound of the music. And there you remain in your bubble. You're in this bubble, underneath the waterfall, see yourself and feel yourself there. You're in a warm river, a warm waterfall, green grass all around. Anything that tries to penetrate your bubble is met, repelled by a barrier of fire, a ring of fire around you. And that fire emanates from your will. It emanates from your determination, your strength, your inner wisdom, your ability now to vocalize, to set boundaries, to say no, to set the pace of how things will proceed, to resource the things you need and to put them into place. That is your ring of fire, your ability to say no, your ability to ask for what you need, and your willingness to leave, your willingness to stop anything, to not be affected by shame and guilt that bounces off the barrier of the waterfall. You have the power of God in the waterfall with you, in your heart. You have that with you. You understand the kindness that can exist, the patience, the tolerance. And yes, as humans, we're faulted. We're frail. We sometimes succumb. But you can trust in the wisdom of God. You can trust in your belief, in your faith. But you can also trust in your power, your wisdom, and your determination to ensure that these medical procedures go as you've planned. So see yourself, feel yourself encased in the bubble of strength under the waterfall. Green all around outside, the ring of fire around you protecting you, and that fire is fueled by your wisdom, your determination, your drive to have these proceedings go as you planned, but bigger than that, to overcome this anxiety by being able to orchestrate, conduct, manage, control what is done and what isn't done. That is critical to everyone, to our sense of integrity, well-being. And that's a reasonable thing to ask for, expect, and demand. Feel your inner strength again, feeling the spine, your strength as if it's made of steel, the power encased in your bubble with the love of God, the wisdom of God with you in your heart, and the companionship of your friends in your heart, their understanding, their kindness with you in your heart. Feel yourself getting bigger within your bubble. You're growing, getting bigger. You can use your voice. You can disappoint people. You can say no. You can reschedule. You can reiterate. You can repeat. You can state definitively, you're not listening to me. Are you willing to listen to me? I'm not ready to proceed. We need to stop. Things such as that, you can vocalize those. You can cue your support person to help you vocalize those things. You have this strength because it is fueled by the wisdom and knowledge that you know the alternative doesn't work. The alternative just makes it worse, and you want to get better. So once again, connect with your strength, your determination, your power. Connect with your wisdom and the love you get from God. Connect with the commitment you make to yourself and to your future. This is a fork in the road. This can make the difference between overcoming this sooner than later. This is an important fork in the road, and you'll do your very best. You can't do more than you've already done. You will use your hand signals to signal stop when or if it's difficult to find your words. And you will hold your hand up in that stop signal. They're obligated to honor that. You've told them ahead of time what you need and what you want. They have all the information they need. So feel, connect with your strength. Connect with your wisdom. Connect with your determination. Breathe in nice and deep. And let it go. You will no longer do 200% of the work. They're there working for you. They only exist because you need their service. You have contracted them to do a specific job. And yes, it may be a different job than the next patient coming through. That doesn't mean they can't do it. You're not asking for a lot. You can breathe and you can ask to be heard. you won't be guilted, you won't be shamed, you won't be blamed, you won't be restrained. These are all things that will not happen, that will not be tolerated. They simply don't work. They're not constructive and they're not adaptive. You can envision the stop sign, the octagonal red and white stop sign. Picture it now. See it really big. Octagonal red and white stop sign. See and feel your hand up in a stop sign, making a stop signal with your hand. See the sign. It means stop. It's unequivocal. It means do not proceed. It means stop immediately. Your hand up, seeing the stop sign. Connect with your commitment to yourself to use that stop sign. When you're uncomfortable, uneasy, when you're not feeling heard, and commit with yourself that willingness to put your hand up, regardless of the consequences to them, regardless of whether it means the appointment needs to be rescheduled, regardless of whether the scan is incomplete. Connect with that willingness. Know for you and your future well-being, it's more important that this goes successfully than just goes. You have a voice, and you've used it with the dermatologist, with the dentist, with your physician, with Melissa. You've used your voice and you can use it again as you go through these medical procedures. Reiterate this commitment to yourself. I will use my voice. I will use my stop sign. I will say no. I will disappoint people. I will be prepared to leave. I am prepared to stop the appointment. As I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself. Good. Now come back to you under the waterfall, in your bubble with God, and the feeling of warmth that comes from that relationship, from that faith, from that trust. Also bring in the love and the warmth that comes from your friends, their understanding. Bring it into your heart. Feel the warm water all around you, the green grass. Feel the moisture, the deep relaxation. Good. Connect with that inner peace, knowing you're resolved. If you encounter anyone who seems like their ears are closed, their eyes are shut, or their heart is turned off, see your stop sign, see your hand up, and once again embrace your willingness to stop, to pause, to take a break, to ask them, are you willing to listen? Are you willing to do what I've asked? Otherwise, I cannot proceed. Connect with that again, that determination, that power. You are protected by your ring of fire that comes from this inner knowledge, wisdom, and power, commitment and desire you have, that resilience. Connect with that willingness of on your part to stop. It's more important that it goes as scripted than that it proceeds.
One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were four speckled frogs. Four little speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were three speckled frogs. Three little speckled frogs sat on the speckled frog, eating some most delicious bugs.
Making a commitment to yourself that I can and I will pause, stop, end the procedure if need be. I can and I will vocalize what I need. I can and I will negotiate what I need. I can and I will be definitive. I can and I will be firm. Remembering it's not their life, it's not their well-being, and they really don't understand what it is you experience, as you don't experience what it is to receive kidney dialysis. So you can't expect them to understand. But if their ears are closed, and their eyes are closed, and their hearts are shut down, repeat that to yourself. I can and I will stop, pause, or end the procedure. And I know how much you want to move on with your life. But moving on with this is so important. Other things will come up unexpected, just like this. And you want to be able to move through them with greater ease. And this is a fork in the road for you to maybe take some big steps towards that. So it's more important that it proceeds close to what we've outlined than that it go ahead regardless. It's more important that these healthcare providers understand that you're willing to end it, to pause it, to inconvenience them. Only then will they listen, open their eyes, open their ears, and open their hearts. And yes, they may not get it, and that's not important. All they have to do is respect it. So making that commitment to yourself again, I can and I will. Repeat those things to yourself quietly. You have the right and the need to ask for what you want. You have the right to refuse. You have the right to consent. They have the right to listen, to raise any issues, discuss them with you, and obtain overt consent. Your support person knows what they need to do. And most importantly, they know you need to be in charge, as you should at your age. You should be and need to be in charge for so many reasons. So they will take their cues from you, as will the healthcare providers. This is critical for you. So now before we terminate this exercise, I want you to again place yourself under that waterfall. Connect with that warm water flowing over you, washing away the tightness and tension. Washing away the tightness and tension. Feel the warmth over your face, over your head. Feel the warmth of the water over your shoulders, trickling down. Feel it melting away any tension in your chest, in your tummy, as you take deep breaths in and out. Feel it melting the tension at the back of your neck, down your back, your spine, straightening to again remind you of your strength, your power, your determination, your inner fire. Connect with that bubble you're encased in, the warm waterfall and the green, green grass all around. You're okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. You will ask for what you need, and you're willing to stop, to pause, to end the procedure. You're okay. Everything's okay, and you will be okay. In this moment, right here, right now, you are safe. You're safe with your wisdom, your power, your voice, your hand signals, all the arrangements you've made, the new beliefs you have that have been strengthened, the education you've provided to your support person. You're empowered. You've done everything you can do. You can't do 200% of the lifting. The rest is up to them. And if they simply choose not to do their job, they will inconvenience themselves. They will have to book two appointments that could have been done in one. They will have incomplete scans or wobbly images. This is what they're choosing. You've been transparent, assertive, clear, honest, and you've been vulnerable and respectful. The rest is up to them. If they choose not to do their job, which is not much more than typical, then they will suffer the consequences, not you. This is as it needs to be. Once again, connect with your calm. The words knowing you can do this. You've done it with your doctor, Melissa, your dentist, the dermatologist. You are strong. You are capable and you can do this. You have the right to be respected. You have the right to be honored. Yes, they may not understand or get it or have experienced anxiety like this, but you know it. You know your truth. You don't need to educate them. They just simply need to respect it. Connecting with your strength, your inner calm, connecting with your determination, your inner wisdom, and your inner power. Again, reaffirming your commitment to yourself. I can and I will stop, pause, or end the procedure. I can and I will take as many breaks as I want and need. I can and I will ask for what I need. I can and I will disappoint. I can and I will stop a procedure and reschedule. Connect with whatever other commitments you make to yourself. Feel the strength in your spine, the determination in your body, that inner calm.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been. Faithfulness.